Okay, so, welcome.
Howdy, Soda Pals.
Hey, Soda Pals. You made it. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
These are some of the sodas we like. There's a lot in front of me right now.
Yes.
We are doing the very final dinner episode.
Last dinner cast.
Yes, because Americana gives you five varieties in their variety pack. We're on the fifth. The wild card that we've mentioned almost every other time.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberry. Now, I've been racking my brain a while over what we should do with this. And partly due to the heat wave, partly due to I think it'll make a decent combination. And if not, it'll still be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We're having burgers. Gigantic, delicious-looking burgers. Brian, do you want to explain the setup of the burgers?
Well,
because I think it'll make our listeners very hungry.
Yeah, started with a pound and a half of beef, ground chuck, that was split amongst four burgers, so we're looking at about third pound burgers.
For, mm-hmm.
And we're eating two of them, and dear God, this strikes me as such a terrible idea now.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah, so mix the burger meat in with some onions and Parmesan cheese.
Yep.
And some ground pepper.
Yep.
And that was what I created the patties of. And then I cooked those bad boys up and threw a slab of Munster cheese on them. My burger also has tomatoes, onions, red pepper.
I'll just have tomato and red pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we've got some steamed veggies, too, which are thoroughly adequate at this point.
Yeah, they're fine.
And hopefully the burgers are better than that.
Yeah. I'm ready to have some burger here.
Yeah, let's jump into this bad boy.
A little better than I expected. Brian has to lean into his burger.
There's so much burger there.
I'm not versed enough in burger science to know if that's reasonable.
That is not.
Okay. I didn't think so.
We have some undercooked burgers here.
It's true. We'll be right back.
My fears have been realized.
All right, and we're back.
And now...
So that was an adventure. I'm going to take another bite.
Yeah, to share with you listeners what Bill already knew, I am not very good with burgers.
Oh, it's delicious.
Okay, excellent. I'm glad that it is now in our
Yep. That's fine.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with giant bite meals for this.
You say problem. I say amazingness.
Alright. So, yeah.
We should probably get more into the soda before we
absolutely.
Run out of burgers.
We won't run out of burgers by the time we run out of soda.
Fair enough.
So, we've described these bottles several times.
Yes.
This time, this is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's very purple in there.
I don't know.
Just judging off the labeling.
Yeah, the label is purple, but the bottle's brown, so you don't know.
It's true, I don't know. But I'm assuming. And that's what I said, not that I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything else is more or less the same. It's just a different flavor.
Yeah,
so
let's pop these.
Let's pop this top.
I am going to open this away from... Oh, we can push them. Nice.
We came full circle.
It's always a crapshoot with Americana.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Yeah.
That strong smells, Leo, of huckleberry.
Yeah, no, this smells delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know. I don't think I've ever had anything huckleberry flavored.
Yeah.
But this doesn't smell like it's a flavored thing, like comparing cherries to cherry flavored or oranges to orange flavored.
Yes.
This smells like berries.
It smells like berry, not berry flavor. I agree. But it also, I mean, maybe it's just the plethora of onions I have on my burger.
Yeah, you have way more onion
than
I do.
Holy God, this is assaulting my nose buds.
It's a minor attack on mine, but one that I don't mind succumbing to so far.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with it. I mean, if it tastes as much as it smells, awesome!
Yeah, no, I'm all over this.
So,
Yeah, absolutely, let's go. That's delightful.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
And well, also, no, this looking really back, good. I'm actually pretty glad that it does not taste as much as it smells to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise that would probably be very unpleasant.
Yeah.
And super saccharine.
And like, it's not. It's...
Yeah.
Unlike what we had last episode, which you were not here for, it is not an aggressive, overpowering flavor. It is...
Yeah, but it's not muted
it
by any...
It is there to get it done.
Yeah, it's not muted by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not... It is not, as Dave would put it, fruity bullshit.
Yeah. As far as flavor intensity goes, I would put this at a well-made juice. I can't talk when you're doing that. I put it at the level of a well-made juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
There's definitely other things than just the juice in there. Mm-hmm. And it's mixed well. I'm enjoying this quite a bit.
Hey, I learned Bill cannot talk if I'm taking a huge bite of burger.
God, the image will forever haunt me.
Then my job here is done.
For listeners who can't see this, Brian turned into a raven and flew away. It was fucking terrifying. Caw. Okay, he's back.
I was going to say, I'm not going to say anything until you say that I'm back, and that's going to make this show really awkward.
Well, no, yeah, this is... Minus the slight hurdle with the burgers,
mm-hmm.
This is exceeding what I was hoping it would be. So, kudos. The burgers, once they're done...
Yeah.
Are quite good. The onion bits in there are a little big, but you're having trouble, so. That was not enough of a knife.
Yeah, you need to have either a good knife or a good chef, and we didn't have either.
It turns out.
I suppose you could probably dice them with a food processor.
Another thing I don't believe we have.
And even if you did,
it's
I would
definitely
just throw big onion chunks.
If we had it, it's definitely been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also very delighted by just the scraps of tomato I have on the side.
That's good.
Because I'm one of those guys that really, really enjoys just a salted tomato slice. Which I haven't had in a fucking long time. I should buy a tomato from time to time. How much was the tomato, Brian? I know this is pertinent.
I want to say it was, like, not much. Less than a dollar.
Yeah, if I remember, it is, like, somewhere around 70 cents.
Okay.
I might be thinking of the onion, though. The onion per pound, I should say.
Well, the onion, yeah. I think the onion per pound was about 70 cents.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a pound of onion.
No.
And I remember that one of them cost about 50 cents.
No.
So we'll say that was the onion. And this was about 70 cents, which is probably not true. This one was probably... whatever.
Tomatoes are usually kind of pricey.
Yeah. But it was less than a dollar for tomato. I'm certain of that.
Good. I will have to buy more tomato in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot how good this is.
Mm.
But... Yeah, this soda... It agrees with everything that I'm eating.
Oh, yeah.
and I agree with it. So, on a whole, before we get to the Americana, or do we want to review that first?
However you feel like doing it.
It probably makes sense to review this soda before reviewing everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, for an analogy, this mm-hmm. might be the burgers that are doing it, but I feel like I'm on a cookout.
Okay.
It's a nicer day than it is now.
I'm going to assume that the burgers have something to do with that, yes.
Probably. But I feel like I'm on a cookout when I'm younger
mm-hmm.
and have less other shit going on where I might be, like, occasionally looking at my cell phone. I feel like maybe I'm 13, 14.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm at a cookout. I'm trying a new drink that was a pleasant surprise.
Wow. So your analogy for you're trying this new drink that was a pleasant surprise is you're trying a new drink that was a pleasant surprise at a cookout when you're younger.
Yep. It's making me feel younger again. There, how's that? Is that better, Brian?
Yes,
I just wish it wasn't so hot out, and I wasn't going to die someday. That's my analogy. This makes me feel like I'll never die. And for that...
I like that so much more than your original analogy.
I'm going to give that a 91, because this is fucking tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Oh, yes. Had one and then was gone.
Yeah, I destroyed the shit out of it.
So, have you been to Six Flags?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to a theme park or water park where they have, like, that, you know, just, like, that big old boat that goes up the water thing?
Oh, like, down? Sometimes it's a log?
Not that one. Like, the big one. That's, like, got... Mm. Not the one that's just, like, four people sitting in tandem, but, like...
Because I have not been on either.
Okay. But no, this one's like...
Despite having been to the Dells dozens of times.
There you go. This one's like, it probably has like 16 people or something on it, maybe even more. Probably about the size of a standard sedan, in my head. That's what I'm... Gross. It's been a while, so that's what I'm picturing.
This was when you were younger and wish you wouldn't die someday.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So, but what you have there is basically you go on the ride... And all it is it just comes down and just makes a huge cascade of water in front of it. Duh. And you're going to get naturally some water on you in the boat. But the real place where you are going to get absolutely drenched is there's a bridge once you that you can walk mm-hmm. on after you get off. And you can just fucking stand there for as long as you want. Nobody's going to care except for your parents because all you're doing is getting soaked. And then they know that you're going to have, like, you know, crinkly toes and stuff that hurt to walk on. And then they'll have to carry you, which that shit does not fly once you hit, like, 10.
Turns out.
Because then you are fucking heavy. Anyway.
I was not. At 10, I was maybe 60 pounds tops.
I believe this. Anyway. So, this soda, to me, is like... The second time you're standing on the bridge and you get soaked with water. Because it's a hot day out, and you're like, man, I remember the last time I did something like this. No, it's not the first time.
Oh.
Because the first time was all the other Americanas.
First time that day.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I was thinking, like, you're already wet, and you're like, it's coming back. I was like, this is awkward.
Yeah. And it's just like, bam, here it comes. I know this. I have some experience with this. I know what to expect. Oh, yeah. And Bill was looking down at his food, so you guys are just going to have to trust that right then you are totally glad it wasn't a video podcast.
I glanced up and glanced way back at the food.
I'm going to throw 84.
All right. So, on average, that's what, 97.5?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's solid. Mm-hmm. On a whole... I think the weakest link wound up being the ginger ale, because it was a little more aggressive. But,
okay.
Fuck if the other ones aren't some of the better shit that we've done.
Oh, yeah, no, Americana. Good on ya. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that at least three of these are in the top 10.
I would not be surprised. No, and if you see an Americana, buy that shit.
The nice thing is, like, unlike a lot of shit that we do that winds up just being local,
mm-hmm.
and me telling you you have to order it online,
yeah.
which I know I've told Eric and Sid to do this, but anybody else, if you haven't had Sprecher,
oh,
that's
good
worth
God.
Ordering. Just fucking trust me. This, I got it in Tennessee at a World Market.
And it's bottled in Washington.
Yeah. I know World Markets are semi-common. They show up in bigger cities.
Mm-hmm.
So that should make for accessibility. I'm pretty sure there's one in Madison, isn't there? No?
Maybe.
I'd have to look it up. I thought I heard somebody talking about it. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to buy more Americana. Because mm-hmm. the other thing about this is, the good deal spectrum is usually $3 for a four pack.
Mm-hmm.
These were definitely $8 for a 10. That's some solid value.
It is.
And especially since you get the variety in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to give the pack itself, if we want to give the entire pack a rating, I'd give the pack itself an 80.
I'm going to give the pack itself, I'm going to say 87. Because
it's definitely really good.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, now you have a lot more soda experience than I do.
Yes.
So, for me, like, Americana, it also adds that peace of mind in there that's like, you know, everything in here is going to be pretty good.
Yeah. You get some variety in there, mm-hmm. which is great. You get a shitload so you can share, so long as you don't mind, maybe I won't get one of these flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sociable, it's a good pull. I gotta say, you just gotta, you gotta try some of them. Awesome. I'm excited for this. So, yeah. Americana Huckleberry. Because I'm never going to die,
so
baby.
Much better.
What? You ruined my line. You ruined my takeaway line, which was that I was never going to die, baby.
Yeah, and you ruined my takeaway line, which is second burger is so much better.
Americana Vintage Sodas. Second burger is so much better. I don't know what that means. See you later, Soda Pals.